Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to wrap up this week staying on the theme that I began the week with, which was being confident in God, having great confidence and being convinced, like the apostles talk about, of the reality of what's been given to each one of us in Christ. We've been challenged by the apostles, listen to it all week long, to fight for what we've been given, to gird up our minds, to set our hearts, to go after it like it truly is valuable and fight for it because of what it will produce in us. It will bring life change. It'll bring the peace. It'll bring the joy. It'll bring the security, the identity, the sense of purpose, the wholeness, the fullness that we long to have in our lives. Only place it can be found is in God, in Christ, in this relationship. And friends, given where we're at as a country, I was talking earlier in the week about, you know, the fallen reality of this world and the disordered energy that's present when human beings are living under the dominion of darkness, when we're still living in the fear of death, when we're still dominated by the passions of our flesh in many ways, or Peter described it as living in your former way of ignorance. Ignorance meaning you're conformed to your passions, you're responding to whatever energies are inside you, whether it's anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, love, desire for control, desire, whatever it is. Peter's saying, by the grace of the Holy Spirit in baptism, you've been given a power to subdue that and bring it into right order in your life, so that you can live from a different source. So we can live either through the flesh, which we're seeing a lot of the flesh and the disordered responses that are happening across our country toward the challenges that we're facing. People blaming each other, the increase of rage, you know, on all sides, the way people are speaking to each other, the way people are relating to each other, the disruption, the battles, the extreme ideas and attitudes about the country, the lies that are hidden behind some of the most public opposition that's happening in the streets of our country. There's just so much there. We can see the work of powers greater than ourselves, but they're dark powers in a lot of that stuff. What Peter is saying is, look, I'm here to tell you what we saw yesterday, as he described to us the completely reliable testimony that he gave about the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain where Peter, James, and John were gathered with Jesus. And while they were on the mountain, Moses and Elijah appeared and they were in conversation with Jesus. Could you imagine the shock brothers had when that happened? And Peter's all excited and he said, Lord, it's so good that we're here. If you wish, I'll build three tents, you know, build tabernacles, you know, the tabernacles, the dwelling place of God. We'll just stay here. We'll hang out with Moses and Elijah. This is amazing. And said, while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. This is my beloved. That is such a profound revelation. Honestly, it's just moving to think about it, even early in the morning. Friends, everybody's searching for purpose in life. Everybody's trying to figure out what life's all about. Some of the people with the highest IQs say there is no purpose. And, you know, it's just a fight over limited resources and it's a zero-sum game and, you know, put yourself first and all kinds of stuff like that. Deep, deep blindness. They call freedom, but it's a very deep blindness. And what we have from Peter is his testimony of the reality of what's at the core of all things, God and God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and a revelation of who Jesus is. God wants to help us. He wants to help the human race. He wants to help us out of the darkness, out of the domination of the passions, the disordered energies. He wants to heal our wounds. He wants us to come into freedom. And he said, this is the way. My beloved is here. Listen to him. Listen to him. Are we listening to the beloved? Because if we are, we'll discover some amazing things about ourselves, what the beloved has actually done for us. And we who were once God's enemies, aliens and strangers, are now the beloved. Those who are baptized into Christ. Jesus has made possible for the heart and the will of the Father to become a reality, and that is for human beings to be totally reconciled to him and on our way home to be with him forever and to share in what belongs to him as gift. Not something we seize, not something we define, not something we make or create or insist on. Our destiny, our only ultimate satisfaction, friends, is a gift. Because creation is a gift. Your existence is a gift. There's not a human being on the planet that's my enemy, that I have to fight against to get my piece of the pie or to find my happiness. There's not a human being on the earth that I need to lay blame on for my experience of life. Because I understand the deeper reality. I see my Lord hanging on a cross, the beloved Son of God, and the Father of all things, Almighty God and Father, says to us, listen to him. Be quiet. Listen to him. He will lead you. He'll save you. He'll rescue you. What does Jesus say from the cross? Father, he's bleeding. He's dying. He's broken. He's betrayed. He's denied. He's falsely accused. The worst this world brings. And he's this humiliating, horrific death. Rejected by his own people. Crucified outside the wall of his city and all of that. And what does he say? What does the beloved say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Is that the attitude and the energy we see in the world? Is that the attitude and energy we see in our country? Is that the attitude and energy we see in our neighborhoods and our family and our marriages and the relationships we have? The Father's saying, listen to him, follow him. It's amazing to see then the description in Matthew 17 as it goes on. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. It didn't happen when they saw Moses and Elijah, which must have been overwhelming, in and of itself, staggering. But when they heard the voice of the Holy One, of the Almighty God, they fell prostrate. That's the position of the human heart before God. That's where we should be. That's how we should begin our days. I remember hearing Denzel Washington give a graduation speech, a commencement speech. And he just talked about how basically God changed his life. He was going nowhere, flunking out of school. And somebody gave him a word of knowledge at his mom's hairdresser, said something to him and said the Lord had a plan and purpose for him and declared it. And he's looking back thinking, wow, it's exactly what happened in my life, what this person said. And he said, what we need to do is we need to humble ourselves. So he just said, so here, let me just suggest something to you that I do. Every night before you go to bed, take off your slippers, bend down, get on your knees, slide your slippers under the bed, and stay there for a bit. And thank the Lord. Give him your life. Thank him for another day. Acknowledge the gift, who you belong to. And he said, then leave the slippers there. So when you get up the next day, you got to get back down on your knees to start your day. That, he said, in so many words, he said, that's sanity. That's an acknowledgement of reality. That's wisdom. And that will lead you to life if you do that and then receive that posture. So do you see the contrast between Jesus, between this description of humility. Jesus said, you know, I'm meek and humble of heart. It's the only place where he openly described a particular characteristic about who he is, his life. Who is Jesus? Jesus said, you guys want to know who I am? I'm meek and I'm humble. How about you? My strength is at the service of love, at the service of my Father, and the service of my neighbor. Matthew goes on his gospel. It says, when the disciples heard this, that is the voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved, listen to them, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And then he tells them, he charged them, don't tell anybody about what just happened. Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. I mean, we've seen and heard this for so long. I think it's hard to grasp what shocking experiences must have been for the apostles and the amazement, the reality of who Jesus is. But we need to, here at the end of this week, to take in Jesus' words. First, the words of the Father. This is my beloved. And Jesus is saying, you're my friends. I laid down my life for you so that I could draw you into my relationship with the Father and you become the beloved. Receive it, accept it, have confidence in it, live in it. And then he touches us and says, rise, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid even of the battles in your own life. Don't be afraid of your weaknesses. Don't be afraid of the challenges with your children and your families, your marriages, that they're too big. Just get on your knees together. In humility, surrender to the Lord. Forgive one another. Ask him to lead you out, and he will. He'll work a miracle. He'll help you. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the shaking that's going on in the world. Let holy fear arise in you. You know, the fear of the Lord, which is wisdom itself. You know, it's the beginning of wisdom, that is. The Lord's shaking to get people's attention because people aren't listening, watching it. And you can't, you know, deny God and create your own reality as fun as you might think it is or as strong as you might think you are. It's all going to go away. It's fool's gold. It's not real. And God wants to shake us from it so we don't live in the eternal consequences of the decisions that we're making. And when disciples raise their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. So back to Paul earlier this week, set your mind on things above. Look up. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Trust him. Surrender to him. And wherever you are, your home, your relationships, your family, your work, make it your aim to please Jesus in everything. Make that your life purpose. Do it. That's the heart. That's where you'll fulfill. That's where you'll come into your full purpose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Friends, God bless you. I want to encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. We revamped the website. It's very user-friendly. A lot of great stuff there. A lot of good YouTubes we've been putting together. Go to our YouTube page, subscribe to that YouTube page, download our app, you know, for our TV shows, radio shows, the Renewal Ministries app, download the Ave Maria app, and help it feed your heart, feed your soul, draw other people into it. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and let's stand confident in the Lord.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.